So the first thing we're going to talk about is considerations in determining whether to represent the individual in a non-compete case. And when I say non-compete, I'm really talking generally about the type of agreement that an employer will present to an employee, typically when they become an employee, when they're filling out all their hire paperwork that states some parameters for what they are not supposed to do in terms of competing if they leave the company, whether they get terminated or whether they leave voluntarily. Typically within that agreement, there will be non-solicitation clauses of employees or of clients, and also a non-disclosure agreement or a confidentiality of information and documentation agreement that will tell the employee that it's not to disclose or disseminate in any way any information gained or documents viewed or used in the course of their employment with the employer. So what you're going to want to do when you're representing the individual before you even take on the case in one of these situations is carefully examine the conduct of the employee. And I think they're probably going to be talking about that a lot in the seminar today, so we're just going to touch on it briefly. But there may be some reason why what the employer is alleging the employee did didn't even occur, and some reason why they didn't violate the agreement. Perhaps the employer manufactures a widget, and there's really only one way in the whole world to manufacture this particular widget. So there's some way that you can argue that this is not really confidential information. It's generally known across the industry. I've seen a couple of people come in where that was the case. Another situation where you might have a really good defense that they didn't even violate the agreement was if other employees were unhappy or clients were unhappy with the employer, and so they left and followed the employee to the next place.